Yeah, okay, Emil. At that rate, you're never going to get your supper done. It'll be midnight. Yeah, I think that was Randy calling. I wasn't paying attention. Go ahead, Randy, over.
Good evening, gentlemen. Jericho 7, Mike X-ray uniform. A little cloudy. Looking like it might pre-zip, but it wasn't forecast, so about 8 degrees. How's everyone doing in this crazy weather winter we're having? Hi, back to you.
Yeah, crazy weather is right. It all over the place. Today was about 0 Celsius. A lot of sun, which made it a lot more tolerable. But tomorrow's supposed to be around 15. Can you believe it? And then it's supposed to dive down again. Like I said, it's all over the place. I don't know if this is normal. Maybe I don't remember all the years before this. But it might have been this way too. And nevertheless, all good over here. And Emil is busy eating. So if he comes back on the radio, he'll never get his supper finished. Back to you, Randy, VA3HLY.
Copy that, Henry. No, you got to finish your salad or you don't get any meat. I think that was pudding from the Pink Floyd song, Hi. I'm just at the grocery store. I'm going to head home and whiz up a curry after a few minutes and then hopefully be ready for the tryout net. And then waiting to see if I'm getting a ride to our club meeting tonight. So see where that goes. Kind of a partial 73 I'm going to be monitoring, but I need to cross the street, and it's hard to wheel in a wheelchair if you've got one hand on the HT and the other on one of the hand rims. Hi.
Yeah, you do that push with only one hand, you're going to go around in circles, not get anywhere. Yeah, that's from another brick in the wall, isn't it? But anyway, go ahead, Randy. Talk to you later. 73VA3HLY.
KC5RJ Hall with the comment.
Go ahead there, Lewis. One Echo Papa Portable.
Yeah, Emil. Yeah, we'll be having the net tonight. I will be doing the net controller, and also the net logger. So everybody's going to have to be a little patient. And we will be taking early check-ins. I heard Randy out there saying he'll be checking in tonight. So we'll be starting check-ins about 10 minutes till 6. And, yeah, Henry and Randy, we got up to 27 Celsius today. We're having to actually run the air conditioner because of the humidity. But, yeah, about 82 Fahrenheit here in Houston. Back to you, Emil.
Yeah, you keep your warm weather there, Lewis. Again, don't want to hear it.
Well, you're always welcome to come and visit. We do have a kind of a guest room. It's a little clutter, but you're always welcome to come down. And if you want to get away from the cold Canadian winters there, for sure. Okay, I'm going to try to get this net locker up and all the parameters filled in so we can get started in about 40 minutes or so. So, yeah, that problem this morning with the noise on the node, on the, on antenna hub was from a repeater, I think. I forgot who was it that took care of it, but I think it may have been RJM Randy that found the problem. Somebody found the problem, but it was one of the repeaters on the Saskatchewan side of things, so that happens. It wasn't one of the Canada Hub repeaters, but Adrian basically said if it's a repeater problem, notify him. Don't try to disconnect it. I may kind of discuss that policy with him, because if he's out of the country or something, which he does travel a lot, that could create a major problem over.
Yeah, I was told it was Victor Echo 1 Whiskey Romeo Charlie, which is the repeater on the Mary Machine. I was telling Henry we should consider either getting Stephen or Kenny up there in Moncton, because they're most of the times working at home, and they could operate and just disconnect when trouble happens there. Over. It was just a thought. Over.
Yeah, copy that. Well, you know, Adrian set up that signal group. Now, I haven't been on it. The problem is that if you use that signal system and, like I have it on notifications, every time somebody keys up on the signal group, it sends a notification to my phone. So if people are chatting on there, just doing like casual chat, every time somebody keys up, it notifies my phone, so I have to turn it off. Well, if I turn it off and there's a problem, then I don't get notified there's a issue. So it just didn't work for me, so I just disconnected the signal app for my notifications. I, you know, unless you notify me or I have my note or my HT on, I don't know if there's a problem on the net or not. Back to you.
Did you get my phone text when I messaged you, or did you receive that one? Over.
Yeah, I mean, I've got the text right here, and I texted you back. Let's see, I said, I'm at work, problem with the Canada Hub, and I said, it's a problem with one of the repeaters. I said, Adrian doesn't want us disconnecting them, so he's going to have to take care of the problem. I can't tell which one it is. It was just one of the repeaters. And then I said, and then whoever recognized the problem, I don't know if it was Randy or somebody else, but they did identify the problem. It was a repeater on the Saskatchewan group. I said it was an issue with one of the Saskatchewan repeaters that got it disconnected, and I sent that to you at a little after 4 p.m. Your time.
Yeah, very good. Well, we could have temporarily disconnected the E5RJM node. Apparently he was at a doctor's office today, so he wasn't available either. Anyway, it's all good. It's all good. All good part of the discussion. Anyway, I'm going to some things I got to do before the net, so you can mark me in early there, Lewis, and we'll be there. One echo, Papa, portable, clear.
Break.
Later, I'll have the, I got my extra battery and I have the radio on now, so we'll start taking early check-ins in about 25 minutes or so. KC5RJL.
This is E2PBS. I just want to know. I thought it was I was doing the net tonight. Over.
Pierre, let me double check. I thought it was my. I thought it was me, but let me check. I sent everybody a copy, and I think the 26th tonight is me. But let me double check, okay?
Yes, because on that note, that I had my name up for the 26th.
Oh, Roger, that you may be right. Let me double check, because I had sent that the list to you too. So let me go through my emails here. Just give me a minute. You're right, Pierre. Thanks for the heads up. Yeah, I'm glad I sent that to you. Yeah, I'm next week. I'm next Thursday, the 5th. I thought for some reason it was tonight. That just failing memory. Yeah, you're the net controller tonight, so I'll get the log gear set up, and we've got Emil already checked in, and yeah, we can take early check-ins about 5 minutes till or so.
Okay, no problem. Unless you want to do it, it's up to you there, Lewis. You're the net control.
Yeah, I copy that. No, I'm just the control operator now, I guess, for the PRARC Triode Thursday Net. But no, you're scheduled tonight. I'm next week. And then the following week we start the rotation all over again, and peak will be on the 7th of March. Excuse me, not the 7th, the 12th of March. I'm the 5th. So the next Thursday will be, tonight is you, next week will be me, and the week after that will be Pete. And then Emil.
Okay, then, no problem. I'm going to pull up the speech that we give at the beginning. Okay, then. I'll be standing by.
Okay, Roger that. Well, I'll get the... get the netlogger set up here in just a minute. So we'll I'll let you know when I get it online.